We call the third Sunday of Advent as Rejoice Sunday. We should rejoice because Christ has shown the disciples what they see and hear. They see the Messiah, his loving, his self-giving, and forgiveness. He tells them the blind see, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear. The good news is proclaimed to the poor. As you notice, we light today the pink candle on our wreath, our Advent wreath, to show our joy and rejoicing that this season of waiting for our Lord is half over. Since pink is the color of joy, I like the idea of bringing true joy into our lives. All we have to do is spell the word joy as J-O-Y. What each letter stands for and the order of the letters. J stands for Jesus. And just as J is the first letter of joy, so Jesus should always be the first in our lives. O stands for others. And just as O is the second letter of joy, we should think of others as the second in our lives. The Y stands for you, and just as Y is the last letter of joy, we should think of ourselves as last. Therefore, to bring true joy into our lives, always think Jesus first, others second, and ourselves last. In fact, we may think the true joy we have when we put ourselves first. Nothing is greater than our desire, our hobbies, and our thoughts. But our experience tells us that it's not true joy. The true joy comes to us when we put God first in our priorities. When we know that who is the most important in our life. Evidently, Jesus tells us how important John the Baptist is in today's gospel. There has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Jesus telling us who he is. He is our Redeemer and our Savior who came to save us so that we can get our share in the kingdom of heaven. That is the true joy. God be with us. However, we live in this world where we find hard to keep God first in our priorities. We are still looking for someone or something to replace our true joy. That sounds like the people in today's gospel just look for John the Baptist who wore fine clothing or lived in the royal palaces. Not only did they do that with John, but they could not accept the Messiah who lived among us, healed the sick, the lame, the blind, raised the dead. They just want to look for the Savior, the King who lived in the royal palaces, the King who has earthly power to rule them and do whatever they want. Perhaps many of us consider the coming Christmas celebration is just expenses, shopping, or parties. We forgot the original or real meaning of Christmas, and that is recalling the greatest gift ever given to us, the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And in giving thanks for this gift, that is why it's well for us to pause and spend some time in thanking God through our prayers, reconciliations, and attending masses, and sharing what we have with others, especially the needy, the poor. By doing so, we live out the true joy, keep Jesus first, others second, and ourselves last.